Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Spirit Travels Radio. I'm Karen Miles, and I want to introduce my co-host. She's just now joining us. We're all running a little bit late tonight, so I apologize. I want to introduce Jolene Treadway. Hi, Jolene.
Hi. I am so sorry. Our whole community had a complete phone outage, and no one had any way to any communication at all. So they just now have gotten the phones up after having nothing all day long. I don't know if it was a snake or a squirrel or whatever, but it blew our phones up. So I apologize for being late.
That's okay. I was running a little bit late myself. I almost forgot, and I only had like 6 minutes till showtime. But anyway, we have a really good guest on the show this evening. His name's Mike Ricksecker, and he is with us. So let's go ahead and get started. Hi, Mike.
Hi, thanks for having me tonight.
Hi, how are you?
No, doing pretty well. You know, Friday night, you know, getting ready. We're going to hit Doomsday Asylum here in Maryland, down in Bowie. So we're gearing up for a fun night tonight.
Oh, that sounds very, very interesting and fun.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a fun night. Got to do that every once in a while.
Yes.
Oh, most definitely. And tonight we'll be on air for half an hour this evening. So let's go ahead and get started. Mike, if you would, tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Sure. Well, I'm a author, ghost historian, and paranormal investigator. I have 4 books under my belt at this point, 2 mystery novels, Deadly Airs and System of the Dead, which is my latest release that just came out in August. And then I have the 2 paranormal books, Ghosts and Legends of Oklahoma and Ghosts of Maryland. And that's really the 2 books that led me into paranormal investigation, becoming a ghost historian, which is really a specialized type of historian that researches the background of ghosts and why they may be haunting a specific location. And then I've also been on Animal Planet for Haunted with Society of the Haunted. And I'm going to be on My Ghost Story here toward the end of the month. It's supposed to air October 20th. So, you know, I've had a lot going on. I have a book signing coming up here in Gettysburg. So I travel around a lot as well and you know, give different presentations.
Oh, wow. That sounds very fascinating. Would you be able to discuss any of the case for My Ghost Story episode? Or is that
what I can tell you about My Ghost Story, because I don't want us to reveal too much, you know, before it actually airs. It's a it's a rural location out in Oklahoma. It's a old abandoned church that's there. And yeah, that's about all I can say.
Okay. Well, definitely be tuned in to watch
and cemetery.
That.
Yeah, it's a church and cemetery. And what's really interesting about this location is that the church, when you go inside, is really, you know, dark and malevolent, while, you know, across the dirt road there at the cemetery, it's actually a much lighter feeling. So it's really contrasts from what you would expect a church and cemetery to be.
Oh, wow. Is it very active? Would we be able to ask that question?
Yeah, it's a very active location. We've captured, you know, a lot of different EVPs out there. The show's only going to air one, unfortunately. It was a pretty good one, but we got a lot of good ones there. And then we've had quite a bit of photography out there as well, you know, capturing, all right, I'll just say, illuminated balls of light and things like that.
Oh, wow.
That sounds neat. Yeah.
It does. I would love to be able to go out and experience that. I've not seen the balls of light as of yet.
Quite interesting. We've seen a lot of shadow figures and things like that there, which have been harder to capture on camera. Although the one woman that was part of Society of the Haunted at the time that it was on My Ghost Story with me, Kathy Nance. She caught what we call the crawler out there. It's this shadowy creature that you usually see crawl around the rafter areas. The ceiling isn't there anymore, but, and you know, I'm probably saying too much. I knew this would happen. But, you know, there's a basement area where it crawls around the room and stuff like that. So.
Wow.
You have to watch the show.
I will definitely be watching that show, the crawler itself. I mean, that just, that and the balls a lot fascinate me. We had, there's a location in Kentucky that has something similar to the crawler. I seen it on video one time, that was all she wrote. I had to get in that area, in that location, and we did. But would you be able to tell us a little bit more about your book?
Well, sure. That particular case is actually featured in Ghosts and Legends of Oklahoma. So anybody who actually owns that book already has an idea of the location and what's happened there. And that features, you know, a score of different haunted locations around Oklahoma. My favorite being the Stone Lion Inn, which has been featured on a number of different shows. I've investigated there 3 or 4 times, something like that. And it's a really classic, creepy haunted house. You drive up and you look at it and you just, yeah, that's a haunted house.
It
looks like a haunted mansion. And, you know, it's got the, you know, nice wooden sweeping staircase. It was a funeral home back in the early 1900s. So one of the features that's still there from where it was a funeral home is a embalming table, and that's right in the entrance hall. You walk into the house and you see this embalming table there, and somebody donated this this Egyptian sarcophagus, so that's against the back wall. This is, you walk in and it's totally creepy. There's always lots of activity going on there. The house is never quiet. doors are always creaky, doors are always opening, closing on their own, see a lot of shadows. It's just a really creepy haunted house.
Mm. Now, what would be your favorite location to investigate?
Well, Stone Mine is certainly one. Last year, I had the pleasure of having a book signing at the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum in Weston, West Virginia, and that was absolutely fantastic. I was set up in the entrance hall there where, you know, people come in to buy tickets and all that stuff. They have, like, a little museum area and all that. And, you know, you expect that area of the asylum to be fairly quiet, but it wasn't, you know. You hear footsteps down the hall. There was a door that slammed down the hall, and so I went walking down there with the staff. There's nobody supposed to be in that hall. And, you know, there wasn't anything to see when we first went down there. It's like, okay, there's the door. You know, it sounded like it slammed. But as I'm standing there, you know, I open up the door, kind of look down the hall. So, you know, okay, nobody's down there. Off to my left as I was doing that, there's a couple of bathrooms right there, and one of the bathroom doors just starts slowly opening on its own. it was pretty wild, and that was just being set up in the entrance hall. I got to the ghost hunt later that night, the all-night ghost hunt with, you may have heard of Copperhead Greg Graham. He's been on Paranormal Challenge, and he works out there, and so I had a fantastic investigation with him, and so many hot spots all throughout the entire complex.
Oh, wow. It just sounds so fascinating. I know we don't have a whole great lot of time for tonight's show, but I knew that you're airing a show on GTN as well.
Right. I have Ghosts and Legends that's running on GTN. The actual Ghosts and Legends show has been primarily focused right now on Oklahoma, but since I've shifted back to Maryland, I'll get some more Maryland episodes put up there. And I also run my other videos that I put together, like Paranormal Roads and the Paranormal Vines, which is based on wine. It's one of my hobbies is wine making.
Well, if you're doing investigations in Oklahoma, you really should come to Texas. I have found a fantastic location. And the reason I say it's a fantastic location is because my daughter had an experience in the middle of the day. And I think it would be an amazing spot to have, which I'm pretty sure there's another group that's here, they've done investigations there. But I'd recommend it. I would recommend this place because of what my daughter experienced.
Okay, sure, yeah, that's coming off that way.
Okay, I will send you an email later telling you where it's at. But it's huge, it's absolutely huge. There's more than one building, and it's just 1,700, somewhere in there for the date on that location.
Fantastic. Yeah, anything that's... Yeah, I'm really a big history buff, so anything that's got a lot of history behind it, I'm definitely into.
Oh, well, then you'll love this one, because there is definitely a lot of history behind it.
Fantastic.
A whole lot. So do you have links and stuff like that you would like to get out to the public so that way they know how to contact you after the show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can be reached on my website, mikericksecker.com. It's mikericksecker.com. I know if I had an easier last name, it'd be easy to remember all that. But there's links out there to, you know, all of my books, you know, whether, you know, somebody wants to buy it on Amazon, or you can get autographed copies straight off my website. And then the two mystery novels, Deadly Airs and System of the Dead, are both available on Kindle and Nook as well, so that provides other options to readers. And then the other link that I want to give a shout out for is LynetteLawForMaryland.com, and that's a cause that I'm directly involved with. Part of my writing is as a professional abuse Hammer.com. And so When I Fought for Maryland is basically a cause movement in Maryland to both criminalize therapist abuse and then also make background checks mandatory for healthcare professionals in the state of Maryland, because right now it's not. And there's been incidents where convicted felons have become therapists and things, you know, crazy things like that. So I want to give a shout out for that as well.
Okay. Well, I think that's amazing that you're putting that website in particular out, and also with what you're doing to be an author and a paranormal investigator. There's so much to writing a book. I published myself, so I know how difficult that can be. But
it's a lot of work.
It is. And unfortunately for me, I thought I had this big, huge book in the end, and my book wasn't as big, nowhere near as big as I thought it was. So after all the editing, I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
But you learn and you live and learn, exactly. It's kind of a learning experience first time around. You kind of know what to do the second time. But how long has your book been published?
Well, my first book was Deadly Air. That was published in 2004. And then, you know, it was a while between that one and my next. The Ghosts of Maryland came out in, what was it, 2010?
Oh, wow.
It was a good 6 years in between. But, you know, I worked on Ghosts of Maryland for quite a while. And I actually had written in between there System of the Dead. I just hadn't published it until this year. So it wasn't that I wasn't writing. It was I just wasn't publishing. And then Ghost of Legends of Oklahoma came out last year, and then System of the Dead came out this year. So last 3 years of each scene in the book.
Oh, wow. Well, I think that's great. You know, the 6 year difference in between the books. I guess you wrote off and on in between with that, but it takes so much to write a book. It really does.
It does, and
a lot,
you know,
of
raising family and all that. You know, you have to prioritize, and you know, of course, family comes first.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, if you could travel anywhere overseas, one location in particular that you would just absolutely love to do, where would it be?
Rome. I'd love to go to Rome. Just, you know, so much history, you know, behind that entire city. I'd love to go there and just get lost for a while.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, you're the first one I've actually heard say Rome. Usually it's Ireland or Scotland or England, even Germany. But Rome, I think that would be, yeah, as much history as that happened there, I could only imagine what one would get doing a paranormal investigation there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I want to apologize to you because I'm a little bit disabled tonight, because normally I'm pretty much, you know, I know what I want to ask and stuff, but I was running so late getting on. So it's kind of a... I sound kind of off tonight, and I do not mean to do that. But
not a problem.
I was going to ask you, have you ever been through Virginia and all the... There's an author who has put out almost 10 volumes of Ghost of Virginia all over, from the Blue Ridge right here to Williamsburg, where I live, and the complete state. And the places that are evil, such as Old House Woods and parts of Seaford, and then there are places up in the mountains and Surrey and different places that are have bad negative energy. And I just wondered if you'd ever traveled through in Virginia to get a feel for the history that precedes this state and the spirits that are earthbound and still here, and that many people have witnessed and saw. And I was just wondering if you'd ever seen, you know, come through this state.
Yeah, I've been through Virginia a number of different times. Usually I'm traveling through, or, you know, I've done Williamsburg a couple of times, and there's, you know, some fantastic spots down there. I even did a little mining in Virginia. There's a place called Moorfield Mine. It's west of Richmond. And
yeah.
We did it down there and did some anthrax and amazonite and stuff like that. I haven't done a lot in the way of paranormal investigating in Virginia, unfortunately. Usually it's I'm traveling through the state or something like that.
Right.
However, on November 3rd, I'll be in Petersburg, and
mm-hmm.
we're doing a double feature night where it's at the, the old the Bluebird Theater that's there?
I believe so.
Yeah, and we're doing the Rocky Horror Picture Show to start with, and a meet and greet with special guests, including myself. And then afterward, we're doing a paranormal investigation of the theater. So that'll be my first real investigation in Virginia.
Oh, that should be very, very, very interesting.
Oh, it will be. I'm looking forward to it, really.
Yes. Well, that is nice. I just, you know, I was curious and just wanted to ask you if you'd ever investigated any of the history here. And you know, there's so much of the paranormal history here that you always hear somebody say, you know, something about that the haunted place down the road, or in, you know, in the woods, or you know, way up in Yorktown, and you know, things
mm-hmm.
like that, Gloucester.
Well, and I'm sure, you know, even some of the historic sites like, you know, Mount Vernon, Monticello, which, you know, I've been to all those. I'm sure they have plenty of ghost stories. And I'm pretty sure I know the author you're talking about. I can't remember his name offhand, but, yeah, he has, like, a ton of different books.
Taylor.
Right. I'm sorry?
I think his name is J.P. Taylor. I know
okay, yeah, that could be it.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah, there's a gentleman who owns a bookstore that it's called the Rare and Used Bookstore on Richmond Road in Williamsburg, and he has all his volumes sitting right there on the counter by the register, every one of them, and you can't help but stop and just start looking, you know. And it's
wow, yeah.
It's really neat. And of course, he has all of Williamsburg's hauntings and so on, and a lot of them, you know, scare people, and then there are those who are, you know, have curiosity, and then there are those that actually are like, you know, like Karen, and that take it very seriously, and actually want to know. So.
Yeah,
there's
an interesting difference there. Like, my mother picked up a couple of the books on Ghost of Williamsburg, and she kind of has, like, a passing interest, you know, so she'll read the ghost books, so she's liked mine and all that, but, you know, I've gotten a lot deeper into it where, you know, I'm going out on the investigations, I'm actually doing the research
right.
and the writing on all of this, you know, history and the ghost stories, and really my focus is on, you know, why these spirits are haunting these locations. You know, why are they attached to this house, or, you know, maybe it's an object that they're attached to, or something like that, and who they were. You know, it's not just about things that go bump in the night. No, it's a door opened, and, you know, there's a knock on the wall, but who were they in life? And, you know, a lot of times it's some, you know, tragic story about what's happened to these people, and it's just been forgotten to time, and I like to bring those stories out.
Very true.
Well, we have actually run through our half hour. But I wanted to say that it went by quick, and normally I'm used to doing an hour to 2 hour shows, and this is way too fast in this show. But I would like to invite you back on at a later date so that we can do a 2 hour show.
Absolutely. Whenever you'd like, just let me know and we'll set it up.
Okay, most definitely. And I want to thank you for coming on. It has been an honor speaking with you tonight. And Jolene, thank you for calling in.
I deeply apologize. I went all day, and I kept thinking it was my line, my phone. I told the phone company else. I had the worst day I could possibly have had, and then it hit me, you know, and I said, oh, my goodness. So it was just one of those days where nothing went right. And I
Not a problem.
Yeah, and I'm running on not a whole great lot of sleep because I've been up off and on since about 3:30, 3:00 and 4:00 this morning. I had some things I had to go do this morning. But anyway, I wanted to thank you, and I will definitely get in contact with you to reschedule that show. I appreciate it, and I wanted to thank everybody for joining us and listening tonight.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, thanks again for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.